Here to discuss the release of the documents relating to the Newtown shooting is James Allen Fox. He's a criminology professor at Northeastern University. He's studied mass shootings since the 1980s, and he writes the Crime and Punishment column for the Boston Globe. Professor Fox, hey, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good afternoon.
So what, if anything, Professor Fox, can the objects found in the Lanza home tell us about what was going on inside there? What kind of family life?
Well, frankly, it only confirms what rumors had been floating and what we already knew. We did know that there was a good deal of guns and shooting of guns in the family home, target shooting and the like. So the fact that they recovered all this weaponry and ammunition really is not that much of a surprise. And what we do know about mass murderers, of course, is that they are comfortable around firearms. It's partly the way that they resolve their problems. And most mass murderers, they don't just suddenly snap and go berserk. That they have, these are well-planned executions. And part of the planning is what to wear and what weapons to bring with you.
The documents describe an interview with the person who said they knew Adam Lanza. And the person said that Lanza rarely left home, and he played Call of Duty and other video games, and described Sandy Hook as his life. Does this information help to sketch out who Lanza is as well?
Well, we already knew that he was isolated, socially awkward, and reports about Asperger's had already come out. And this issue about playing video games can easily be misunderstood. Lots of people are trying to blame video games for creating a monster here. But actually, it's probably more of a symptom than a cause. Here's a guy who is isolated, reclusive, doesn't fit in. And for those reasons, he's down in the basement playing video games. And those are some of the very reasons why he felt the world was so unwelcoming.
What do you think the purpose is, Professor Fox, of shielding witnesses' identities in these warrants? You know, why do you think prosecutors are so reluctant to release this information? I mean, Adam Lanza is dead. What criminal case are they trying to protect, you think?
Well, it's hard to say because it is redacted. It could always be the possibility of some civil suits if there are individuals in there that perhaps were involved in acquiring some of the weaponry.
You know,
we saw, for example, in the Columbine shooting case, a similar situation where they were concerned about individuals who gave the Columbine shooters the guns.
Yeah. You know, you've written in your column about people who witness mass shootings as describing the shooter as having been very chill, very calm during the rampage. Does Lanza fit that description? And do you have any insight into why they act this way, why the shooters act this way?
Why are they so calm?
Yeah.
Well, they're so calm because they had planned this out in their head over and over and over again for weeks, maybe months. They know they're coming. They know what they're about to do. It's the rest of us that are caught by surprise and are stunned.
Yeah, but, I mean, we all plan things. You know what I mean? We plan things all the time, and we can still be nervous about doing them. And the type of calm described by the people who witnessed these mass shooters, it just seems like another kind of calm.
Well, it's also sort of similar to kind of calm you often hear people talk about individuals who just prior to they committed suicide. I mean, he was planning to get even with the world and chose that school just because he knew that it was a convenient place where he could find lots of children huddled together under his gun. And he was interested in getting as much vengeance against society as possible. And when it finally came to the day that he'd been planning and thinking about for a long period of time, he was very calm about it. This was what he'd been setting out to do for such a long period of time. Mm. It probably gave him some level of satisfaction, unfortunately.
Investigators say they are no closer to finding a motive. Do you think we'll never really know why this happened?
Well, we probably won't have anything very concrete. You know, in cases of mass murder where we can't really find any particular grudge against the victims, it's really more a grudge against society, someone who doesn't fit in, someone who's isolated, someone who doesn't have lots of social support in their life to help them put perspective on their feelings. So we'll really never say, well, he did it because of money, or he did it because of jealousy, or did it because someone fired him. We don't have that kind of concrete explanation, and probably never will.
Okay.
I know it's frustrating, but we never will.
Thank you so much. Professor James Allen Fox of Northeastern University.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.